Work. This is one word that rarely brings a smile to a face. Students would rather play than settle down to work. Employees ache for breaks and the end of the day. Housewives groan at the dirty dishes and dirty laundry. CEOs cringe when they hear their phone rings, hear their phones ring one more time. This is not always the case, of course, but this is a reality for many. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, the web, or through my syndicated outlets. I help Christian income earners create, manage, and distribute profitable legacies through the instruction and application of biblical stewardship strategies. Because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach. Profitable Christians can enjoy debt-free wealth and give generously to the things that move their heart. We take an unapologetic Christian approach to our topics because we believe the Bible is a practical, relevant guide to success. My goal today is to deliver high value at high standards to you, my listening audience. So our topic today is work does not have to feel hard. You may even love it. Pursue what you love. Work is really one word that rarely brings a smile to our face, but we must work. Humanity's purpose is to work. For those who ascribe to the authenticity of the Bible, work was instituted from the first moment of Adam's existence in the Garden of Eden. Genesis 2 verse 15 says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it." However, work didn't become hard for us until sin set in. It was part of the Adamic curse that humans would only eat if they worked, and that work would be hard. Genesis 3:19 says, "By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." So let's look at the concept of work and sweat. All work will burn biological energy within our bodies by way of calories. Now, when we think of calories, people think of food. But I'd like to advise you, if you weren't already aware, a calorie is actually a heat measure. It's a heat measure. And according to the dictionary, it is a unit of heat energy. The energy needed to raise the temperature of 1 gram of water through 1 degree Celsius. The energy needed to raise the temperature of 1 kilogram of water through 1 degree Celsius equal to 1,000 small calories, and often used to measure the energy value of food. Okay, so work is going to cause us to break a sweat. It is going to turn up the heat in our bodies, and with enough heat, our body obviously needs to cool itself down, so we break a sweat. But today, a lot of us are not aware of the sweat creation going on in our bodies because we're wearing sweat deterrent deodorants. We work in comfortable air-conditioned environments, and these things counter the heat that our body produces as we work, or it camouflages it, whisks it away. Investing may not seem like work. You know, some investors just stay at home and their money's working for them, so it may not seem like work, but at least at the initial effort of where they're going to decide where they're going to put their money, the level of risk, some investors really do break a sweat considering the investment process. The Bible is still true today. That work is how income is generated. And work causes us to burn energy and create heat. And that heat will manifest in our body. For some, there's a correlation between work and pain. When we do not like the work we do, the pain to earn that income just seems absolutely magnified. When people fuss about hating their job that they accepted and they agreed to do, well, I think something's terribly wrong. Everything that is wrong about that job, dare I say it, is all in their head. Yep, I said it. It's all in your head. And I'm sure a bunch of you will disagree with me. But hold up, let me make my case for that statement before you start chomping on me. Thank you. Okay, so I know a garbage man, aka sanitation worker, I know him personally, who has relaxed in his spirit about his work. He made a decision to relax in his spirit about his work. Without doubt, he has a dirty job. And really, the job itself will never really be fun. But he no longer magnifies in his mind the challenges that he noted when he first started the job. This is a mindset that he's adopted resulting from his decision. Now, where there can be circumstances beyond our control that can make a decent job feel horrid, I propose to you that within every discomfort we feel is a clue to the solution. Pay attention, people. Within every discomfort you feel, within every problem that exists, is a clue to the solution. So my sanitation worker friend realized that the pay he was getting for the job was great. And with his level of education and opportunity options, this was going to be the best possible income that he was likely to see, given his circumstances. So he simply relaxed and decided all he was going to go through was worth the paycheck. And he was willing to endure what he, and he just decided to relax. This is it. He's here to work. That's what he's here to do. Relax in his mind. Don't allow things to bother him. And the end result was the job process just became almost mundane until he doesn't even think about it. And bam, he was able to do that job. He's been there over 15 years. Now, this job, because others have not been able to come to that place of peace in their mind, they quickly quit. So there's a high rotation at this job. The others have not found their peace. Because of the high rotation and the fact that he decided and got his peace and hung around, he, with no education, was able to rise up in the corporate ranks, moving him to a very high six-figure income. Yes, in a sanitation job that many of you in your cushy, air-conditioned, clean environment would envy. But for some of you, you like the job, but you don't like the commute. Now, there are solutions for that. There's never a lack of solutions, really. There's usually a lack of creativity and priority. So you don't like the commute? Carpool. Whoops! You say carpool, and here comes the whine of those who point out that they hate waiting for others. Okay, well, take the train and be hands-free. Whoops! Here comes the whine about rubbing elbows with the subhumans, yes, you prejudiced people like to think of it that way, at the station. So maybe you hate the pay, but you like the job. Well, why not find a way to make yourself more valuable to the organization? Maybe you learn a new skill. Maybe you be the best at your job so you become the go-to expert in your area. Maybe you make a point of building relationships with the upper management. Ooh, whoops, here comes the whiners about not wanting to brown nose or not wanting to, oops, spend their own money to learn a new job skill. The point is, guys, within any problem is often a clue to the situation and to the solution. If you focus on finding solutions, because honestly, you're always ready just to whine on any possible solution, you're trying to kill it. So really and truly, you just want to stay in whine mode, and I ain't staying there with you. Most of the time, the problem calls for you to create your own solution, and that might even require you to invest and invest in yourself. But you know what? To consider that and to invest in yourself would be a very proactive move. And gosh, that proactive move requires you to actually do some W-O-R-K. Self-reflection, knowing what moves you, being aware of your passion, finding your purpose. These things require you to do some work, investigative, intro concept work. When you finally know what your passion is and you go about pursuing it, I promise you, your work burden drops 100-fold to the point where what you're doing may not even feel like work anymore. This is the area of working with purpose, and I live in this space. In fact, I love what I do so much. There's an absolute blur between what I consider work and what I consider fun, because for me, my work is fun. I'm here on the radio right now sharing this information with you. This is freaking fun. I love it. Guys, if you pursue the things you love, that it requires nothing of you, what it requires of you will feel like nothing at all. If you pursue the things you love, what it requires of you will feel like nothing at all. And Jacob discovered this for himself. In Genesis 29, verse 20, it says, "So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her." Let's not forget also the offer that Jesus gave us to exchange our heavy burden for a lighter one. Matthew 11, 28-30 says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." For some of you, deciding to pursue your passion may seem scary. To do that is to take a leap from the predictable known to the unpredictable unknown. Fear paralyzes some of you so much that the idea of pursuing your passion simply goes by as a wishful fantasy. It's almost as if it passes like, yeah, okay? So I'm going to encourage you to embrace your what if. I challenge you to dream your what if. And instead of countering your what if with all the negatives, well, what if you did pursue your passion? Well, I'd have to give up my... Forget the loss, what you're giving up, the negative, all the problems of your what if. What if it all worked out the way you wanted? What if it worked out better than you wanted? What if your life became absolutely fabulous? Focus on the what if from a positive perspective. So are you ready? Are you ready to pursue your God-given purpose? If you are already doing so, maybe you need to ramp up your efforts in profitability. Go beyond being self-serving and move into the profitable space. Move into that profitable space where you're able to give generously to the things that move your heart. I hope at this point that I have personally challenged some of you to at least give your job, your income, your pursuit a new level of thinking. Now, if you want a clarity session with me, you can get 30 free minutes, and I guarantee you'll hear yourself think and get an objective, resourceful interaction. And if you have decided that you do want to become a profitable Christian, a steward of what God has put under your control by way of your talent, your time, your treasure, and your temple, which is your body, either way, guys, connect with me. And however you found this audio today, there will be a link for you to do just that. Trudy Behrman here. I am super simple to find. Thank you for joining me over here at Debt Free Wealth Radio, and I do look forward to connecting with you.